Next case, please.
Our next case is case number 12,245. David and Dana Hamilton seek a variance from the side yard setback for a proposed structure, section 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest corner of Dodd Avenue and Salisbury Street in the Seabreeze subdivision. The 911 address is 207 Salisbury Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR, medium density residential. The tax parcel ID is District 334, map 20.13, parcel 167.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 4-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for a proposed pool. Staff would note we've received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Dana Hamilton, 207 Salisbury Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Blake Carey from the Smith Firm. I'm the attorney for David and Dana Hamilton. We are requesting a variance of 4 feet from the 10-foot side yard setback on the easterly side of 207 Salisbury Street, which is located in the Seabreeze development, what I call behind Dewey Beach. It's a Rehoboth Beach, Delaware address. Respectfully, in our opinion, the property meets all the criteria for a variance to be granted. Specifically, again, a 4-foot from the 10-foot side yard setback. This property in and of itself is unique in that it's a smaller sized corner lot within Seabreeze. Specifically, since it is a corner lot, the property sits back, or the side yard setback on the, what I'll call the westerly side, is 15 feet versus what would normally be 10 feet, which pushes the existing dwelling east and closer to the easterly lot line adjoining lot 205. There's no area within the backyard to place a pool unless we were to request a variance of the backyard or the rear yard setbacks as well. So with respect to our variance, it would be, again, pursuant to the plan that you see on that or within that side yard on the easterly side of the property. I'll preface this by also saying the pool has not been built, so we are requesting approval of the variance to actually build the pool. The property cannot otherwise be developed. As I just mentioned, there's no other place for the pool based upon the smaller size of the corner lot, the location of the dwelling, and the location of what you'll see is an oil or a propane tank, an outdoor shower, and an HVAC unit in the rear of the property. For safety reasons, if the pool were any closer to the oil or propane tank or the outdoor shower, there would really be no way to walk between the two. There's also a door that you'll see an arrow pointing to what will be south of the outdoor shower that exists. So placing that pool any further south would put it too close to that door, again, for safety reasons. Those items that I just mentioned were already in the property when the Hamiltons purchased it, as well as moving those items would be an economic hardship to the Hamiltons themselves, and putting the pool any closer to the dwelling, again, would be a safety hazard for the occupants and the use of the pool in and of itself. The applicants did not create the exceptional practical difficulty. The dwelling and the attributes of the property itself, which existed when they purchased the property, created this exceptional practical difficulty. The variance, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. There are several pools within Seabreeze. In fact, actually 364 days ago, you approved a variance of another parcel within Seabreeze to allow both an intrusion into the side and the rear yard setback for a pool. I believe that was parcel 334, 2013, 225.01. And there's no detriment to the adjacent property, which I understand actually is constructing a pool itself. There will be a fence that essentially blocks in the pool as required, so you also won't be able to see it from the road, from the rear, from the side. And lastly, and quite simply, the 4-foot requested is the minimum variance for the inclusion of the pool. Of course, the pool could be made larger, but it's not their intentions to do that. And again, this variance itself isn't encroaching into the rear yard setback as well. And I'll ask Ms. Hamilton if I've reflected the application and the property itself truly and accurately for the record.
Yes, I would just say this microphone. Is unique to
it. I just need somebody at the microphone. Sorry.
Similar to some of the other properties, the front door is actually that circular corners. I mean, it's in the corner, not so we kind of have two front yards and two backyards. So it's a rather unique piece of property in that what's the front, what's the back, and what's the side. We don't really have a side.
And again, that's how the dwelling was constructed before they purchased the property. So unless there are any other questions, I'll be happy to answer those.
Small pool.
Small pool.
Any other questions from members of the board?
No, I think you did a good job presenting the facts.
Thank you.
The only thing I would have left out is we look at each case by case, just because a pool was approved on a neighboring property or in that subdivision may not affect our decision tonight.
Sure, and I understand that, and I wanted to point that out more so that it won't impact the surrounding neighbors or the impact the development itself, if you will, of Seabreeze.
I have no questions.
Mr. Sharp?
I'm just looking at the way the house is oriented on the property. It looks to me like it kind of takes up an odd part of the building envelope. Is that kind of your impression as well?
The house itself?
Yeah, it looks like, I guess it had been, looks like it's running parallel to Dodd Avenue, but had it been built parallel to Salisbury Street, perhaps it could have had some room there.
Perhaps, and there is some space on suppose Dodd that has some existing landscaping. So the structure was actually constructed on one corner 19.3 feet versus the 15 required, and then on the other 20.8. So they actually, when it was built, it was pushed even further to the easterly side of that building itself.
Yeah, and you've got that gravel in the corner there too.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Okay, I would like to make a motion to approve case 12,245. The corner lot combined with the placement of the house on an angle doesn't leave much room for a pool. The pool cannot be developed without this variance. The location of the house on the corner lot was not created by the applicant. It will not alter the character of the development because there are other pools throughout the community. And it's a minimal variance request, especially when you see that the applicant is doing a very narrow pool to ask for as little as possible. So it's a minimum variance request to afford relief to allow the pool to be constructed.
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second, so by roll call vote. Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Callaway.
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Mears.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons stated, so by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.